Time for a Wuhan virus numbers update in Texas. Governor Abbott says the state's infection rate dipped to 5.6% on Friday, and using official figures on the morning of Monday, May 11th, there were only 1,734 being treated in hospitals. The 1,088 fatalities chalked up to COVID-19 in Texas, while sad in the specific, is only about 10% of the number of those recorded as dying from the flu in the state in a regular non-peak influenza season. Over 10,000 were recorded as having died from flu and related complications in the last full influenza season, and that was over a full fall-to-fall season. In fact, by July of last year, 9,249 flu-related deaths had been recorded. The point is not to minimize the loss of those from whom COVID-19 caused their respiratory failure, nor is the point to downplay deaths from influenza. The point is one of context that seems lost on those who, out of ignorance or irrational fear, believe this latest coronavirus is some unique killer and worthy of justifying actions which destroy our society and civil liberties. Over the entire first quarter of 2020, as well as almost half the second quarter of the year, COVID-19 appears to have led to the death of only about 10% the number of people killed annually by the flu. Texas hospitals never approached being overrun. The fatality rate's only about 10% of expected annual flu deaths, and yet a once-free people are still facing restrictions and facing unemployment and economic contraction last seen in the global depression. Something's wrong here. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.